This program is presented by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland, Michigan. This presentation coincides with programming on Midland Government Television, covering government affairs in the City of Midland.
The following presentation of the Midland City Council will begin in a moment. The Midland City Council is the city's legislative body. It sets policies, approves budgets, determines tax rates, and adopts ordinances and resolutions to govern the city. It is made up of 5 elected officials that represent the wards in which they reside, and councilmen are elected to 2-year terms. The mayor is elected from among the council members by vote of the city council. City council meetings are held at 7 p.m. 2 Mondays per month in council chambers at City Hall. This presentation is provided by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland. Replays of this meeting can be found on MGTV Channel 188 on Charter Spectrum, through Channel 99 on AT&T U-verse, or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs podcast channel.
Welcome. The first meeting of the 38th City Council, formed under the 1945 Charter of the City of Midland, is now called to order. Please raise your right hand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Tonight is the first meeting conducted by the newly elected City Council. As City Clerk, it is my honor to call the meeting to order and to administer the oath of office to the incoming City Council. I will continue to conduct the meeting until the Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem are selected by the City Council. Once the Mayor Pro Tem is selected, I will resume my responsibilities as City Clerk and the Mayor will conduct the remainder of the meeting. We are aware that there has been a recount filed in Ward 1 Councilman's race, but until the recount is conducted and a final certification is provided, the current certified winner holds this office. Based on the certified results of a City Council election conducted on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, by the Office of the City Clerk, the roll of those elected to the office of council member in each of the 5 wards of the city will now be called. Excuse me. After you are introduced, please respond that you are present and provide the city and state from which you are attending the meeting remotely. First, Ward 1, Ms. Pam Hall. Councilman Hall begins her second term as councilman to the first ward. Councilman Hall, are you present?
Pam Hall, present, Reno, Nevada.
Thank you. Ward 2, Ms. Maureen Donker. Councilman Donker joins us for her 7th term as representative to Ward 2. Councilman Donker, are you present?
I'm present, Midland, Michigan.
Thank you. Ward 3, Mr. Steve Arnosky. Councilman Arnosky is entering his 3rd full term on Midland City Council. Councilman Arnosky represents the 3rd ward. Are you present, Councilman Arnosky?
Present, Midland, Michigan.
Thank you. Ward 4, Ms. Diane Brown-Wilhelm. Councilman Brown-Wilhelm is entering her 6th full term on the Midland City Council. Councilman Brown-Wilhelm was elected as representative to the 4th ward. Are you present, Councilman Brown-Wilhelm?
Present, Midland, Michigan.
And finally, Ward 5, Mr. Marty A. Wasbinski. Councilman Wasbinski joins us for his 10th term as 5th ward councilman and is the longest serving councilman on the present city council. Are you present, Councilman Wasbinski?
Present in Midland, Michigan.
Welcome, council members. The term of the nonpartisan city council office is 2 years, and it is now my pleasure to administer the oath of office to these duly elected council members. If the members of council will please raise your right hand while I read the oath, and then respond to "I will" to the following oath when your name is called at the end. In the city of Midland, in the counties of Bay and Midland of the state of Michigan, do you, on this date, November 9th, 2020, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Michigan and the Charter of the city of Midland, and that you will endeavor to secure and maintain an honest and efficient administration of the affairs of the city of Midland, free from partisan distinction or control, and that you, Pam Hall, Maureen Donker, Steve Arnosky, Diane Brown-Wilhelm, and Marty Wasbinski will perform the duties of the office of council members of your respective wards to the best of your ability, so help you God. Ms. Pam Hall, do you?
I will.
Ms. Maureen Donker?
I will.
Mr. Steve Arnosky?
I will.
Ms. Diane Brown-Wilhelm?
I will.
And Mr. Marty Wasbinski?
I will.
Congratulations. Each of you will have an oath to sign in our office for you to keep, and one for myself to keep on file. Moving forward, we will now consider the selection of mayor this evening. Insofar as required by law and for all ceremonial purposes, the mayor is recognized as the executive head of the City of Midland. The mayor shall have an equal voice and vote in the proceedings of council. The mayor shall have the power to command the assistance of all able-bodied citizens to aid in the enforcement of the ordinances of the City of Midland. The mayor shall authenticate by his or her signature such instruments as council, the charter of the City of Midland, or the laws of the State of Michigan or of the United States require. And the selection of mayor as provided by the Midland City Charter shall be by the City Council from its own membership. Before we proceed to the election of mayor, is there any discussion regarding the eligibility and qualifications of the five council members for this position of mayor? Okay. Hearing none, we will follow current electronic meeting practices and proceed with the selection of mayor. A council member, in order to facilitate this, may move the appointment of one of their own members, followed by a second and then a roll call vote. Would anyone like to make a motion for the consideration of mayor for the 2020-2022 term?
Councilman Diane Brown-Wilhelm, and I'd like to make a motion for Maureen Donker to be mayor.
I will second.
All right. So we have a motion by Councilman Brown-Wilhelm and support by Councilman Arnosky. Is there any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, I will read the resolution. The resolution will appoint Councilman Maureen Donker as the City of Midland mayor for the new elected council for 2020 to 2022. And I will now do a roll call vote. Councilman Donker?
Yes.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Councilman Brown-Wilhelm?
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Congratulations, Mayor Donker.
Well, thank you very much. And let me just say, I want to thank all of you for the confidence that you are placing in me. And you know, we live in a wonderful city, and I promise, I pledge to all of you that I will work with each of you and our staff to help make Midland continue to be the great city that it is. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now consider the position of Mayor Pro Tem. The Mayor Pro Tem performs the duties of mayor when the mayor is absent from the city, or if a disability or other circumstance finds the mayor temporarily unable to perform the duties of office. The mayor pro tem also assumes mayoral responsibilities in the case of vacancy in the office of mayor or until such time that a vacancy is filled by council. Is there any discussion regarding the eligibility and qualifications of any of the remaining four councilmen for the position of mayor pro tem? Okay. Seeing none, again, we will follow current electronic meeting practice and proceed with the selection of mayor pro tem. Similar to the mayoral choice, a council member may move the appointment of one of the members, followed by a second, and then a reading of the resolution summary and a roll call vote. Would anyone like to make a motion for consideration of the position of mayor pro tem for this term?
I'll move.
This is Diane Brown-Wilhelm, and I make a motion for Marty Wasbinski to be mayor pro tem.
I will second.
All right, thank you. So we have a motion by Councilman Brown-Wilhelm and a second by Councilman Arnosky to nominate Councilman Wasbinski for the position of mayor pro tem. Is there any discussion on this motion? Okay, then this resolution we'll be voting on is to name Marty Wasbinski as the mayor pro tem for the 2020-2022 term. And I will call your name and you may conduct the vote. Councilman Arnosky.
Aye.
Councilman Brown Wilhelm.
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski.
Aye.
Councilman Hall.
Aye.
Mayor Donker.
Aye.
Congratulations, Mayor Pro Tem Wasbinski.
Thank you for the privilege. I will humbly serve the office.
Thank you. At this time, it is now my pleasure to present the gavel to Mayor Donker. Please assume the role and continue with the conducting of the meeting.
All right. Thank you very much. You did a great job, Erica.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us to item number C under our City Council reorganization, and that has to do with Robert's Rules of Order, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Kay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Before I begin, on behalf of the administration, congratulations to all five of you to returning to office. We look forward to a productive 2 years. And with regard to Mayor Donker, Mayor Pro Tem Wasbinski, congratulations on your appointments as well. We have a busy agenda, a lot of things on here tonight, but the next three of which I should say are actually administrative tasks that are conducted at the first meeting of every city council newly constituted after an election. The first, as the mayor has indicated, is the adoption of Robert's Rules of Order. Most of you are familiar with these. The city uses these rules as a guide as to how we conduct our business, and in particular, how city council at city council meetings conducts your business. It sets out how we go about making motions, the introduction of items for discussion, and ultimately how we go about resolving the issues of debate, discussion, and decision. And it is our recommendation put forward to you that once again, as we have always done, that Robert's Rules of Order be adopted for those purposes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any questions for Mr. Kay? Okay, seeing none, Erica, would you please read the resolution?
This will adopt the Robert's Rules of Order for the 2020 to 2022 council term.
Okay, can we have a acceptance?
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Give it first and second. Now, any discussion on that? All right, then. All in favor, please say aye.
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Councilman Brown Wilhelm?
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Mayor Donker?
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. That passes 5-0. That takes us to D, which has to do with the Open Meetings Act. And again, Mr. Kay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So the Freedom of Information Act is a state guideline, a state law that we are all subject to in municipal government. It provides for the access of the public to free and open information for the purposes of transparency. It sets the rules, the guidelines, and the standards upon which we must function in that context. This is a service that is provided typically by the city attorney's office, but it is necessary for council to adopt the provisions of the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. You will often hear it referred to in that context as well. And so once again, we adopt these at the beginning of every term of council, and the recommendation is that we move forward and adopt the rules in recognition of the provisions of the Freedom of Information Act.
Okay, does anyone have any questions for Mr. Kay? All right then, Erica, would you please read the resolution?
The next resolution will be to adopt the rules and recognitions of the provisions of the Open Meetings Act.
Wait, Brad talked about Freedom of Information Act. We kind of skipped over the order. I don't know if it makes a difference. We jumped to E as opposed to D.
I thought he kind of was mentioning both in the beginning.
I did in the follow-up. Thank you, Councilman. We are actually on item number D, which is the recognition of the provisions of the Open Meetings Act, and that is the resolution that's in front of you. And so if I can correct my comments, the Open Meetings Act is how we conduct the actual meetings that we hold. Am I going red, or is it just the context of the light here? But But nonetheless, the Open Meetings Act is how we conduct our business again in the sun, the light of sun, so that people can see us, that there is transparency. It does, it prevents us from taking and dealing and discussing certain matters in any session that is not fully open to the public. It has again long been the practice of the City Council that we adopt the provisions of the Open Meetings Act, and the recommendation is put forward as such. And thank you for that correction.
Okay, any questions on the Open Meetings Act for Mr. Kay? All right then, Erica, would you please read this resolution?
This resolution would adopt the rules and recognitions of the provisions of the Open Meeting Act for the current council term.
Do you have a motion to accept the resolution?
So moved. Brown and Wilhelm.
Steve, second.
Okay, we have a first and second. Any discussion? All right, Erica.
Councilman Wasbinski.
Aye.
Councilman Hall.
Aye.
Mayor Donker.
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky.
Aye.
Councilman Brown Wilhelm.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. That passes 5-0. That takes us down to item number E, letter E. Which is the Freedom of Information Act. And I think you explained it, but do you want to, you know, just run through it one more time, Mr. Kay?
You know what I just said, right? No, so yes. The Freedom of Information Act, as I mentioned, is administered largely by the City Attorney's Office. And it, again, is part of the Sunshine Laws, if you will, within the state of Michigan that allows for public access to information. And we do adopt this at the beginning of every term of City Council as well.
Any questions for Mr. Kay on this? Right, seeing then none, Erica, would you please read this resolution?
This resolution will adopt the rules and recognition of the provisions of the Freedom of Information Act for the council term.
Do we have a motion to accept the resolution?
So moved.
Second, Steve.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any discussion? All right, Erica, would you please call the vote?
Councilman Hall.
Aye.
Mayor Donker.
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky.
Aye.
Councilman Brown Wilhelm.
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That passes 5-0. Now that takes us down to the last three items under our reorganization. And Mr. Kay will introduce the first one.
Thank you again. So as you've indicated, these are appointments at this point in time. There are three standing, if you will, appointments that are made by City Council again at the first meeting. And these are to various boards, commissions, or roles. The first of which is the appointment of a councilman to the MBS International Airport Commission. This is largely a joint board appointed between Saginaw and the City of Midland. And it has long been the practice of the city to appoint a member of council to sit on that commission. The last 2 years, Councilman Arnosky has provided and sat in that particular role. And at this point in time, you would need to bring forward a motion for appointment of one of the five of you for the next 2 year term.
Mr. Arnosky, are you interested in continuing serving in that role?
Yes, I'd like to continue serving so I can attend the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, great. Is there any?
I'll make the motion to go ahead and nominate Steve.
Okay, can we have a, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a first and a second on that. Any discussion? All right then. Erica, will you please call the roll on that?
Mayor Donker?
Yes.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Councilman Brown Wilhelm?
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Great. Thank you, Steve, for your willingness to do that. We really appreciate that. And that passes 5-0. Now that takes us down to the Emergency Medical Services Advisory Board. Mr. Kay?
Thank you. Again, it has been the practice of council to appoint a member of the city council to this particular board. This is, again, for the 2 year term of council. And once more, it would be necessary to bring forward a nomination through motion to appoint to this particular board.
And currently, Mr. Arnosky is serving on that?
Councilman Arnosky serves in that role as well, yes.
Okay. And Mr. Arnosky, are you still willing to serve in that role?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm happy to serve.
Any comments from council?
I think we need to keep a continuity on that. So yeah, I'll go ahead and nominate Steve for that.
Okay, with the nomination, can we have a, I'll second that nomination. Any discussion? Okay, then all, then Erica.
Councilman Arnosky.
Aye.
Councilman Braun Wilhelm.
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski.
Aye.
Councilman Hall.
Aye.
Mayor Donker.
Aye. Thank you very much. And that takes us to the last appointment, which again, Mr. K.
Thank you once again. And I'll get to be quiet after this one, but the legislative director for the city of Midland typically is concerned with looking at legislative affairs, legislative initiatives that are taking place in the state, being the voice of the city in those particular roles, but also the conduit in terms of bringing information back to the city council itself, as well as city administration. For the past 2 years, Councilman Braun Wilhelm has served in that role. And it is, again, an appointment for the 2 year term of council that is necessary. And once more, a motion for that purpose would be required.
Great. Can we have a motion? Can we have a nomination? Motion?
I nominate Diane. She did a good job from prior, and with her board membership on the MML, I think that's been greatly enhanced.
I'll second.
Okay, we'll go first. All right, any discussion on that? Then let's vote. And Erica, if you'll call that vote.
Councilman Braun Wilhelm?
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Mayor Donker?
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That passes 5-0. And again, thank you all for your willingness to serve in those roles. And we're off and running now. So that takes us now to our conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest with anything on the agenda this evening?
No, Madam Mayor.
Okay, great. All right, that takes us to our consent agenda. All resolutions marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and will be enacted by one motion. There'll be no separate consideration of these items unless a council member or citizen so requests during the discussion stage of the motion to adopt the consent agenda as indicated. If there's even a single request, the item will be removed from the consent agenda without further motion and considered in its listed sequence in regular fashion. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So move.
Okay. Second,
Steve.
Okay, so the motion was with Mr. Wasbinski, and I think Diane and Steve both so seconded that. So we had a first and second. Any item that a council member would like removed from the consent agenda? Okay, anyone from the public want an item removed from the consent agenda? No. All right. Did I hear something for a second? No. Okay.
There's nobody, Mayor.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right, then. All in favor? Erica?
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Mayor Donker?
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Councilman Braun Wilhelm?
Aye.
Okay, that passes 5-0. All right, that takes us down now to public hearings. And this evening, we have two public hearings, both of which have to do with community development block grant money. And Mr. Merschel is gonna lead us in this conversation. And I believe we have one presentation, and we'll have two separate votes on those items. Mr. Merschel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and good evening, members of council. As you indicated, this is a public comment opportunity at the end being a public hearing. And so just as a reminder of the process, at conclusion of my presentation, and then when the mayor calls for comments, people that are joining us via on a PC, via phone, or happen to maybe call in, these are the options to unmute themselves if they choose to participate, which is at the bottom left part of the screen for both a PC and a phone app, and then *6 is to unmute on a phone. I'll go over this again at the conclusion of the presentation. But as you indicated, this is budget amendments to the Community Development Block Grant. It includes potential impacts to the Washington Woods budget, and therefore both of these are going to be presented together, being that both CDBG as well as Washington Woods are city departmental budgets. You may recall that the city of Midland is defined as an entitlement community by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. What that means is we receive dollars through an annual allocation based off of a predetermined formula. This year, our allocation is a little bit lower than previous years, but just over $200,000. In addition to our usual entitlement that we receive due to the coronavirus pandemic and the coronavirus relief packages that have been passed by Congress, the city is also in receipt of special CDBG CV dollars, which are specific allocations to deal with the impact locally that's been brought on by the coronavirus. You may recall that the city has a history of awarding funds to both nonprofits as well as internal to city departments, and I'll talk a little bit about both of those with the proposed budget amendments for this year and what we currently have approved in the budget. Of course, all of these are determined annually based off of requests that we receive, usually at the very early parts of the year in about January timeframe. When we developed the budget for the fiscal year, which of course begins on July 1st, we start about 6 months or 7 months prior to that. So in the particular budget year that we're in, 2020-2021, we did begin formulation of the budget by hosting input sessions in December 2019. That continued through the public processes laid out by bringing the request forward to the Housing Commission, then coming forward to City Council, allowing for a 30-day public comment period, and then ultimate adoption of the budget ahead of the fiscal year. And that happened this past April, back on April 27th, with the initial budget that was adopted. You may recall at that time we did discuss the first phase of the budget development of the Community Development Block Grant coronavirus version, or CDBG CV. I'll talk a little bit about that because we do have some additional phases left based off of outstanding community needs that staff is preparing to kind of fill. And I'll talk a little bit about that as we kind of have a budget that is still left over or remaining, which is a bit unusual at this time. But because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's been a lot. The world, I guess, if I could mention just the world has changed a lot since April. And so we've had a lot of things that have taken place, impact to subrecipients, unavailability to spend funds like they usually would in the latter parts of spring. And so that has left us with an unusual large fund balance, which brought us into September and then through October to this evening to introduce the budget amendments that I'll talk about in detail. So what we have on a revenue side of things is an entitlement grant, just over $224,000. Just today, we actually received notice that our entitlement has actually been reduced by $35. We received that notification from HUD via email today. And so, Mayor, I'm actually introducing a modified resolution this evening, which does make that $35 adjustment. So in the packet that went out ahead of time, it was $225,809. Via the notice that we received today, it's actually $224,774.
Thank you.
The coronavirus allocation that we've discussed already is the $132,247. We anticipate receiving program income around $20,000 this year. And then we have a carryover of unspent funds from prior years, just over $300,000. Which leaves us with a total of $608,412 to spend. What's being proposed this evening is the changes that you see here, which includes the small increase in planning and administration to $49,500, increases in the housing and rehabilitation budget from $0 to $128,000, increases in public facilities. Public services remain the same, and then contingency, and that is where that $35 gap is being proposed to be handled. Previously, we had established a $5,000 contingency fund. It's commonly $10,000, and so the report that was sent out ahead of time had that at $10,000. But as mentioned, that $35 would be coming out of the contingency budget to leave us with the $567,998. We usually budget for contingency for this purpose. It's not common, but on occasion we will receive modifications to the allocation, which we're able to overcome due to that contingency that we set aside. In specific detail, this is what is being proposed to change. And that would be funding health and safety home repairs or small dollar housing rehab repairs to home to stay. Previously, we did not have anything in the budget, but at the from fiscal year 2019 to 2020, we did have an award of $30,000. They were able to spend only $700 of that. And so Housing Commission and staff is recommending extending their previous award of that $29,300 to allow them to spend those funds in this fiscal year. For Habitat for Humanity and Home to Stay, they've been collaborating with a roofing initiative for the last few years. We would like to extend their award, which went unspent in fiscal year 2019-2020, of $50,000, as well as increase that by $49,000, which is what just $1,000 shy of what they requested for this current year. And that would be a new total of $99,000, which would be a substantial impact, being able to do roughly 8 to 12 roofs across the city during the fiscal year, or between now and May. Washington Woods, the request is to fully fund the energy and efficiency upgrades, and that would be an increased award of just over $37,000 to their request that was originally made, which is $225,646. You may recall during the budget back in April, prior to that, the Housing Commission did establish some priorities for if there was additional funds, how they would like those to be allocated. And Washington Woods being fully funded at that 225, that was the first priority that Housing Commission had set. And so that's why it's included within this evening's recommendation for the amendment. And then lastly, the previous award, recognition of a previous award of $30,000 for the Grove Park Pavilion. That's something that was in the city Parks and Recreation budget. They've been able to encumber that forward, but CDBG does not do encumbrances. We do have to have new action take place. And so this would be allowing for that $30,000 to be back in the budget, which would then be allocated or transferred over to reimburse the Parks Department. Because that pavilion, of course, has been constructed and is in place at Grove Park. So switching gears to the Washington Woods budget, simply what we would be doing and what we're proposing this evening would be to amend the budget by recognizing additional revenues of $37,591 and also increasing expenditures by that same amount. So in short, there are two resolutions that are being proposed. The first would be to approve the amendments to the Community Development Block Grant budget for 2020-2021. That would include authorization of the mayor and city clerk to execute the required subrecipient agreements. And then the second resolution that's being proposed would approve the request to amend the Washington Woods budget accordingly. Tonight is the public hearing, which can be held jointly after this. And it is just a 3/5 vote that's required to approve each resolution.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Marshall. So I did misspeak myself. I said there was just gonna be one presentation, but it is really one presentation, which is one public hearing for both of these items, as Mr. Marshall just said. So is there any questions from council on either of these items? Okay, pretty clear. All right, then I will open the public hearing. This is an opportunity for folks to speak in either in favor of or opposed to either of these items. So please come, please unmute yourself if you wanna make a comment. So I'm unmute yourself, state your name and your address, and we'll go from there. So is there anyone who wants to speak on behalf of either of these? Did anyone unmute? I don't see anyone. Okay, is there anyone?
Ed Olbermann is unmuted a couple times.
Okay.
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay. Anyone opposed? I don't see anyone. Okay, we'll close the public hearing. And that takes us to item number 3. And Erica, would you please read that resolution?
This resolution approves the revised amendments to the fiscal year 2020 to 2021 Community Development Block Grant budget.
Can we have a motion to accept the resolution?
So moved, Steve.
Second, Diane Brown Wilhelm.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any discussion on this? Okay, no discussion. Ready to vote? All right, Erica, would you please call the vote?
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Mayor Donker?
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Councilman Brown Wilhelm?
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. That passes 5-0. And now that takes us down to item number 4. And would you please read that resolution?
This resolution approves amendments to the fiscal year 2020-2021 Washington Woods budget to reflect a proposed amendment to the Community Development Block Grant for the purpose of energy efficiency projects.
Okay, can we have a motion to accept the resolution?
A move, Marty.
Second, Steve.
Okay, we have first and second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, Erica, would you please call the vote?
Mayor Donker?
Aye.
Councilman Arnosky?
Aye.
Councilman Brown Wilhelm?
Aye.
Councilman Wasbinski?
Aye.
Councilman Hall?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much. That passes 5-0. All right. That takes us now to public comments. This is an opportunity for people to address council on issues that are relevant to council business, but not on the agenda. This evening, do we have any public comment? If so, you need to just unmute yourself and we'll recognize you. Okay. I don't see any public comment. Am I missing anyone?
None, Mayor.
Okay. All right, then. That takes us to the end of the agenda, which is our new business. And Mr. Kay, do you have any new business for us this evening?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I just have one thing, and that this Wednesday is Veterans Day. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity for us to say thank you to all the men and women who serve in the military and to their families who are, you know, greatly impacted by their families' willingness to serve, and to say thank you to them. So there will be a wreath laying ceremony that starts at 11 on Wednesday down at the memorial. And we invite you, you know, to join. And we are grateful for the service that those folks have provided all of us. And I think it is because of their sacrifice, we have the ability to be here this evening. So I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I guess, Erica, I just want to say to you again and to your team, what a great job that you did getting through the election. I know it was a really long night. And I think it's a tribute to what you did when the volunteers who were there till well past 2 a.m. Said that it was, you know, an amazing experience, and that they were so impressed with the professionalism that you and your department showed. So I think we have a lot to be, you know, grateful for in that crazy time, that's for sure. So any
thank
other
you, I appreciate that, and thank you to everyone who assisted in the election. It was a wide group of people in and out of the city.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, any other new business this evening? All right, seeing none, then we are adjourned. It's a very short first meeting, and we will be back together on November 23rd with bells on. We'll be here. Right. Take care. See you soon.
Good night.
Good night.
Night off.
Good night.
Bye.
This program is presented by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland, Michigan. This presentation coincides with programming on Midland Government Television, covering government affairs in the City of Midland.